Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're with Beck and Breezer on Chicks Talking Footy, and we're super excited to introduce our special guest for tonight's show. He was the Swans rookie draft selection at pick 93 in 2012 and elevated to the senior list, and was a Swans regular from 2014 to 2016. He's a valuable and versatile member of the Swans midfield, and I am, of course, talking about midfielder Harry Cunningham. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Harry.
G'day, how you doing?
Now, Harry, last year you were restricted to 11 games through injury. How frustrating was that for you?
Yeah, look, it was very frustrating. I think I had a pretty decent start to the year and was playing some good footy before the foot injury came about. But at the end of the day, that's footy, I guess, and with footy and sport comes with injuries. And I just seen it as an opportunity and a challenge to bounce back, and was able to do that and play some good footy throughout the finals.
Now, you've played all three games this season. You must be enjoying some continuity with your body and footy again. What goals have you set yourself for the season?
Yeah, it is. It's off the back of another strong pre-season, heading into my seventh year now. So it's good to start the year and play the first couple of games. So, yeah, the goals are always to play every game and be successful. So there's no doubt we want to play senior finals footy at the end of the year, but as we found out early last year, if we look too far ahead, we get caught out pretty quickly. So looking forward to the Bulldogs this week on Saturday afternoon.
Now, Harry, Beck here. Bree, I let do the hard-hitting journalism so I can get to some other stuff that interests me. One of my segments on our show, I do Hair Watch, and I talk about the hair of different players in the AFL. Now, you've thankfully escaped my clutches, but I want you to talk me through Dane Rampey's moustache.
Yeah, there's. I think he's been asked a lot of times about his moustache. He's had it for a long time. I think the whole time he's been. But yeah, he's not only the moustache. He's got a lot of hair up on top as well. So he rocks that style, and he's a bit of a rock star like that. So if it looks good on you, I suppose you go with it. And Dane's definitely done that.
Yeah, look, I support a man that's proud of his moustache. There's not enough of it going around, I don't think. Now, when I watch the Sydney Swans, there's a young fella in the forward line who catches my eye sometimes by the name of Buddy Franklin. What's it like to have him up there, you know, as a target and, you know, just kicking, you know, 300 million goals a game?
Yeah, it's a pretty imposing target, especially for the opposition. So it's good to be able to run out of the back line or through the midfield and see Big Bud streaming. You know, he's, for a bloke who's 105 kilos and his height, he's very quick, very agile, and can run all day. So he's a bit of a nightmare matchup. So I'm pretty happy and on his team. So it's pretty special what he's able to do on the footy field. And it's just a special offer as well. He's a great man off the field. You know, he's got a lot of time for everyone, and he's becoming a real leader amongst that forward line, especially because we've got a lot of young guys in there at the moment. So, can't speak highly enough of Big Bud.
Now, Harry, the Swans have had a challenging start to the season, having played the Eagles in Perth, Port Adelaide, and then the Giants on the weekend. You must have set yourselves to get a fast start.
Yeah, look, like I said before, we sort of didn't want to look too far ahead because I think we've done that last year, and it's pretty well documented how we went at the start of last year. So we just set ourselves, very cliche, but week to week. So we set ourselves around one to go over to Perth in a hostile environment and play some good footy, and we're able to do that and then move on to Port. And unfortunately, weren't able to get the job done. And the good thing, we had a challenge set out in front of us last week, you know, coming off a loss against the top of the table team in the Giants, who are a quality team and are going to be for a number of years, and we'll be able to play some good footy. And we've reviewed that yesterday and today, and we'll move on to the Western Bulldogs this week down in Melbourne at Etihad Stadium. So after a good win they've had. So we'll have a tough task ahead of us this week.
Well, I was going to say that. I mean, after the first couple of rounds, I think a lot of people had written the Bulldogs off, and then last week against Essendon, they sort of came back into the positive talk. What do you think you have to do to beat the Dogs?
Yeah, look, I think every week you've just got to rock up to bring that, you know, intensity and effort for four quarters. If you're not playing four quarters of good footy, you get found out pretty quickly. In the AFL, it's probably something that we found out pretty quickly against Port Adelaide. We put a couple of good quarters together, but yeah, if you're not putting four quarters of intensity and effort together, you're not gonna, you know, get the job done. So we're definitely gonna have to rock up on Saturday and right from the start, have our intensity and get going and hold that for the four quarters if we want to get the win.
Absolutely. Now, Harry, one of the things we love about the Sydney Swans is their, I guess, diversity and commitment to the community. And this year, a number of the Swans, I guess, players and officials and supporters marched in the Mardi Gras, which was a huge thing, being the first professional sporting club to do that. As players, what does it mean to see your club coming out and doing those sort of things?
Yeah, it's pretty special. You know, we pride ourselves on being able to influence the community, not only on the field but off the field. So the club's back. Great steps forward in the last couple of years in terms of that, and you know, a great club to be a part of. And I know we're in a position where we're able to influence the outsider community. And the great thing about Sydney Swans is they take pride in that, and it's been great to be able to be involved in a few things. And the club, I know all the players, coaches, the staff are right behind, getting active in the community and really influencing. So it's great to be a part of.
Harry, thanks so much for being a great sport and giving up your time to be part of Chicks Talking Footy. We wish you and the Swans all the very best for the rest of the season. So thanks very much.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, okay. Harry.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.